Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Knee pain can be chronic. It can be caused from overuse injuries. It can be caused from misalignment. But what if you have an acute event? What if something happens and you go, oh my God, and you hurt your knee really badly? When does that chronic pain become something that needs surgery or turns into an acute event, something you absolutely know happened? My guest is Dr. Andrew Gregory. He's an associate professor of orthopedics and pediatrics at Vanderbilt University School of Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Gregory. So first, let's talk about chronic knee pain, arthritis, you know, bone on bone, no more lubrication. It's rubbing. It is just some serious pain. When does that require something that you would do? So go into cortisone shots for us, those lubricating shots. People are hearing about those on, you know, the radio. So speak about all that before we get into knee replacement and or surgeries.
Yeah, so if you failed what we would consider conservative management of arthritis in your knee, including anti-inflammatories, ice, topical medication, bracing, that kind of thing, and injections are a good second option. Normally what we would do is drain the fluid from the knee and put a steroid back into the knee to calm down the inflammation. And if that stops working, then you can consider hyaluronic acid, which is that joint lubricant, like you were talking about, made from rooster comb, which is usually a series of injections, although they do have a product now which is just one injection. And that typically would last longer than a steroid injection would. And if you get an effect from that, that can be repeated. And then if injections fail, then really the next step is surgery. And the surgery for arthritis in your knee that's successful is knee replacement. And that's where they take out the ends of the bone that are damaged and they put metal caps on the ends of the bone to replace those.
So this hyaluronic acid, this is relatively new, and you said that if you have success with it, it can be repeated should you need to. You know, so are orthopods like yourself doing this all over the country, and it's relatively minimally invasive, not a big procedure?
I'd say it's a common injection, and injections, you know, are done in sports medicine, in orthopedic offices and primary care offices, you know, daily. The risks, main risk is infection. That's pretty low, about 1 in 20,000. You can have some bleeding with it, particularly if you have a tendency to bleed or on blood thinner. And then, of course, the pain and swelling can recur. Very rarely there's a reaction to the protein that's in this injection, and that can cause swelling and pain. But in general, I think it's a pretty safe procedure, and it can really buy people some time to prevent a knee replacement.
So before they would absolutely need a full-on knee replacement. So now, when we talk about an acute event, what would be the signs that we would have one of the common knee injuries, an ACL or MCL, torn cartilage? How do we know? Do we hear the pop everyone says we're supposed to hear? What is it that we would know to know that we have this injury and we need to come see you right away?
Well, with an acute injury like that, usually it involves some twisting of the knee or falling onto the knee. If there is an associated pop that is painful, that's usually significant. It means you've torn a ligament, fractured a bone, or dislocated a joint. If you don't feel a pop, you can still have a significant injury, like tearing your ACL. But if you feel the pop, I would take that as a bad sign if it's painful. The other big clue is swelling. If your knee swells up like a balloon or a melon, that means you've damaged something on the inside, and that needs to be evaluated quickly. And what we recommend now is actually draining that fluid off, because we think that fluid, which is blood, isn't good for your knee. So I would say a painful pop, swelling, or if you're just having a lot of pain and can't walk very well, all those are pretty big red flags.
Big red flags. We come in. Are they emergency room thing or make an appointment at the, you know, bone and joint place and see them? Or do you go to the emergency room?
Well, I think if you have severe pain, if you can't walk, then that may necessitate a trip to the emergency room. If your pain is manageable with ice and anti-inflammatories and elevation and compression, I think there's nothing wrong with waiting and seeing either your primary care doc or sports medicine doc the following day. And we can usually make a good evaluation with exam and x-rays and consider draining your knee in the office versus having to wait in the emergency room.
One of the injuries we're seeing a lot more, Dr. Gregory, is ACL injuries in girls, soccer players, young girls, you know, whether it's hormonal or whatever the reason. What is treatment for an ACL tear or torn cartilage, meniscus injury? What are the treatments for these things?
Yeah, so as you say, the rate of ACL tears in adolescent girls is much higher than it is for boys, particularly with basketball and soccer. If you tear your ACL and or a meniscus, really the best treatment for that is surgical. The reason being, if you continue to play on an ACL-deficient knee, then you tend to do more damage to the joint. You tear cartilage, you damage the cartilage on the end of the bone, and so it isn't good for your knee for that to continue to happen, and you'll end up with arthritis at an earlier age. You can still get arthritis in your knee after an ACL tear, but we think that fixing it is the best route, and that means surgery.
Okay, and so you can go in. Now, there's many different kinds of surgery, and are they mostly robotic, minimally invasive? What are you doing for meniscus tears, ACL tears, this kind of thing today? Is it a minimally invasive, or you open up the whole knee, and it's a big deal?
So the surgery for torn ACL is an ACL reconstruction that's done through an arthroscope, so through two small incisions in the knee. And then in order to pass the graft, other incisions do need to be made, but it is not an open procedure where they have to open everything up. As far as the meniscus goes, the preference is to repair the meniscus, which means sew it back together, and there's various techniques for that, is better than actually removing it. And so if you fix the meniscus and the ACL at the same time, the meniscus has a better chance to heal. And so it's better to do it all at once.
And meniscal tears are really one of the more common knee injuries after a meniscal tear or an ACL tear, and you've had, you know, surgery, you've repaired the tear. Can they get back to activity? Is it a brace for a long time? Movement not more than 90 degrees? What are we doing afterwards?
So after ACL reconstruction or meniscus repair, physical therapy is a big part of your return to activity. Usually that takes 4 to 6 months to rehab your knee after an ACL reconstruction. It's shorter if it's just a meniscus repair. But the majority of people do get back to their activities and do well. Again, for ACL, that may take longer, and you would be followed by your therapist and your doctor to determine if you're ready, if your swelling's gone, you got your strength and your motion back, and you can do the functional activities before you'd be released to return to full activity.
Give us your best advice in the last 30 seconds or so, Dr. Gregory, on knees, keeping them strong and healthy so that they take us far and wide in the world.
So there's great evidence now about ACL prevention that we can lower the rates of ACL tears if you do exercises to strengthen your hip and your core and learn how to land from a jump correctly. And so particularly for our adolescent female athletes who play soccer, basketball, if they aren't already doing these exercises in a weight training program, their coaches should be working with them in warm-ups to make sure they do these exercises to protect their knees.
So learn the proper warm-up, protect your knees, make sure you take good care of them, strengthening all of the muscles around your knees, including the core, and people don't often realize that. Be sure and stretch, stay flexible, strong knees are healthy knees. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD, and the show is Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. We love them here, and stay well.